Hi, this is Pablo from VA Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a woman.
Okay, that would be female. It's just it's something we gotta ask. It's just regarding for opinion research. And what is your year of your birth?
1965.
All right. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associates.
All right. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
All right. And what is your race?
African American.
All right. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I'm very registered.
All right. And how satisfied would you say you're with the direction of the country? Will you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Well, I'm satisfied, but when, if that man get into this office, I won't be satisfied, just put it that way.
All right, so that'll be somewhat satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be elections for... Go ahead and play.
If Trump gets into office, I won't be satisfied at all.
Oh, man. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither
yes.
likely nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote?
10, I am likely to vote.
All right. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
Oh, I'm motivated.
All right. Would that be a 10, extremely motivated?
Yes, extremely motivated.
All right. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I say, well, if everyone votes, we'll have the power, but every little bit helps, so I think I'll have the power.
Okay, any number from 0 to 10, where 10 means you have, it means a lot of power, and 0, no power at all? You could say any number from 0 to 10.
I'll say about 7.
All right, and thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 of the ones that I'm going to mention. Teaching history in schools, abortion, climate change, jobs and the economy, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform or police violence, healthcare, crime and violence. Like out of all those, which one do you think that will be most important issues for you voting this year?
Oh boy. There's several of them that I am concerned about. But I have to see it in my face so I can look at it and actually see it so I can know which one I want to pick. Even though you said it out loud, you said a couple of them, but I can't remember which one was what. But basically, healthcare and you have one with finances. What was it?
Finances. Student loan forgiveness, jobs and
no.
the economy. Cost of living and inflation.
What about the job? What?
Jobs and the economy.
Okay, jobs and the economy. Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now,
curious with that.
All right, and now we'll like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. You're neutral pretty much. and zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, just please indicate so. Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I feel closer to her.
Okay, will you say that 10? Or?
Yes, 10 for her.
All right, Tim Walz?
That's her running partner, right?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure.
That's a, if he's her running partner, he's for vice president. I'm with him with that, her with him. I don't know too much about him, but
okay,
I would, so
will,
you know. But,
will you say never heard of, or what number will you give him from 0 to 10?
I'll give him the same with Camilla because I want them to win.
All right. And Joe Biden?
Joe, I love Biden. Same thing. I'm more closer, like I said.
Okay, so a 10?
10 for Biden.
Donald Trump?
Hell no, zero.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
I don't want none of them. All of them
okay.
are zeros to me.
Okay. Black members of Congress?
Who?
Black members of Congress?
Who are they?
So pretty much they're a group that they have in Congress, so I wouldn't be able to tell you, like, who is,
well,
is this.
No, I can't. I don't know them neither. I'm just going by what I'm saying, who's important to me.
Okay, so never heard
you
of
know?
Them?
No.
Okay, and Hakeem Jeffries?
Hakeem Jeffries, yeah.
What number will you give that?
I like him. I like him. He's about an 8.
Okay. Thank you. And in the 2024 election for president we're held today, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party, or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Oh, I'm voting for Kamala.
All right. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all?
Very, very certain.
All right, and if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or
a Democratic?
Okay, it's we're about halfway done. Shouldn't take that much longer. I try to go as fast as possible.
Because you interrupted my program here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll go as fast as I can. Will you say the Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
They keep quite a bit. Not 100%, but they keep quite a bit.
So only a few or some of their promises, what do you say?
Is some more than a few?
Okay, so some of their promises?
Yeah, go ahead and put it.
All right. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
I'm a Democrat 100%. I don't even care. I'm 100% Democrat.
Okay, so
even though he stepped down, I would have still voted for him.
Okay, so no difference either way?
I'm not Republican. I'm not a Republican.
Yeah, the question was if Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee, does that make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make?
I'm
going to
vote. I'm a vote. I'm a vote 100% Democrat.
Okay. No difference. Okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. And was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Under Biden.
And next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress.
Oh,
for each one,
yeah. Is it necessary?
Oh, yeah, it's just right here.
Is this
for
necessary?
Yeah, it's just regarding research.
Yeah, because it's taking too long. It's taking too long. So
okay, we're more than halfway done, so it shouldn't take this much longer. I could tell you it's only a couple questions left. This is like the longest series right here. So next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, if you could please read each statement on the scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement it raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress, and zero means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And F5 is somewhere in the middle. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from our schools. What would you rate that?
What would I rate it?
Yeah, I like it. Does that raise any concerns at all, somewhere in the middle, or does it raise a lot of concerns?
No. There's a lot of concerns going on with that because they try to keep us down.
Okay, so you would say a 10, it would raise a lot of concerns?
Yes.
All right, and Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. And Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. What number will you give that?
I'm very concerned about that.
Okay, so you'll say a 10?
Yeah, because we need more places like that for our youths. We need places for them to go instead of them hanging out on streets and stuff like that. We need these places to stay open.
Definitely. All right, and in 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent tyranny, and our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch. So would that raise, does that not raise any concerns in the middle, or does it raise a lot of concerns? What number will you give that?
Yeah, because when he was in office, a lot of prejudice came out of these damn white folks around me. They were very disrespectful. Very.
Okay, so you say that you will give that a 10?
Yeah, because it's a big concern.
All right. And Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk. What number will you give that?
Like I said, I don't like how he handled a lot of things. How things got taken away from us, and he violated our rights and everything. No, that's why I don't want his little ass in the office.
So that would be a 10 also?
Yeah, I'm concerned about it.
All right, and the last one on this
I don't
page,
like him.
And Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans will gut healthcare coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, and eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into, such as Social Security. What number will you give that?
Say that one again.
Yeah, so Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Ten,
because they're not for us anyway. They don't want to see us. They don't want to see us excel in anything.
All right. And thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. So the first one is: we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. The third one is, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. The fourth one is, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. And the last one is, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. So, like, out of all those, if out of those five, like, which one, what, which two will you, You can select one or two that you think it will best describe.
Too bad it can't be all of the above, because all of those are great points.
Okay,
those,
okay.
All of those are great points. You know, because too bad it can't be all of the above.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have that option. But, from the ones that I mentioned, I mean, like, you can select one or two the most. Which ones will you select?
Like I said, this should be, to me, I'm sorry, I can't vote on this because it should be all of the above. I can't pick just one or two. I need to pick them all four. So,
or like, let's say like the most that stands out for you, at least one, like let's say, is it the one that says that we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us?
Right, that one. That one.
Okay.
And the other one, let's see.
Yeah, the other ones were, the second one was, black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. The third one was, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. The fourth one was, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. And the last one was, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists.
Three and four. I mean, the first one we talked about, and I say number four. Yeah,
okay.
Number one and number four with the kids, with the kids.
Okay, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures.
Yeah.
Okay. And we just have a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress.
Come on. Do you know what? It's been too long. You see, you're interrupting my evening. I'm tired. And this is kind of long. I didn't know it was going to be this long because I wouldn't answer my phone.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
It's like 16, 17 minutes now. It's 17 minutes now. You didn't
interrupt
my program. I was watching.
I'm sorry. There's only four questions left. Five questions, actually, with this, including this one. So as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2004 elections?
Didn't we answer that already?
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
Didn't
so
I answer that already?
Yeah, yeah. So the reason why
you're
they
repeating
ask you
the same
again,
questions.
Yeah, yeah, the reason why they ask you this again is just like regarding of everything that we talk, if something changed pretty much. That's the whole point.
No.
But I mean.
No.
Okay, with the 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, or 5 meaning you're neither likely or likely to vote, or 0 meaning you're not
I am voting. I made it clear that I am voting.
Okay, so
I am voting.
All right, and yeah, yeah. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2020 election on the scale from 0 to 10?
I'll be there.
10 means you're extremely motivated.
I will be there.
So that'll be a 10?
I will be there.
Okay.
Yep,
and sometimes
I'll be
in surveys, like these people change their minds, sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? The Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or will you
Democrat.
Not vote?
I am a Democrat.
All right, we're almost done. We have two more. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Somewhat progressive or very progressive?
I'm very progressive.
All right. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
All right. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm very Democratic.
All right. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
All right, and how would you describe your employment status? Is it full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Full-time.
All right, so this is just personal questions right now, just two left. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, I voted.
Was it for Joe Biden?
I voted for Biden. I voted for Biden. I said I'm a Democrat.
Correct.
I can't
yeah,
stand Trump's prejudice ass. Trump's prejudice ass. Hurry up, because you're on my time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you. This is the last one. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your bet estimate is fine.
80.
And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Once a week.
All right. So this concludes our survey. I thank you very much, and I appreciate your patience and time. And that'll be all. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.